Well, we interrupt the programming to go live right here in Tehran to the Foreign Ministry. Listen up to the weekly news.
I'd like to offer congratulations on the auspicious birth anniversary of the savior of humanity, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and hopefully it will be able to be considered among Muslims awaiting his reappearance. Ms. Shahmar, please go ahead. I can't hear the question.
Well, for our
friends who couldn't hear the question, Ms. Akhmaghi from Mehrnid Vision Center asked this question as to the fact that in the past few days we have been witness to unrest and tension in Iraq. What's the reason for that, and also the foreign ministry's stance about it?
Well,
in the past few days, there have been a number of terrorist operations performed in different parts of Iraq. Towns and villages have been targeted by terrorists. Fortunately, through the operations of the Iraqi army, the police, and the people, the terrorist operations have been brought under control. Hopefully, through cooperation and coordination of Iraqi groups, and also on the back of the national unity of the country, the issue of terrorism would be settled once and forever, and terrorist operations would come to an end. But like the Islamic Republic has already announced and given the warning that the threat of terrorism is a threat that will not be confined to a certain region, it will go beyond borders. Unfortunately, today we are witness to this phenomenon, and these operations and activities that we see in Iraq, and also the support of some advocates of terrorism. So this has fanned the terrorist operations in the region. So adoption of required measures and cooperation on the part of the regional countries, and also the activities in action of international forums for spread of terrorist operations, this is felt urgent and is there more than any other time. So terrorism should be considered as a global menace and threat. So we've always announced that terrorism is an issue for all communities, and this anti-human phenomenon should be dealt with through collective efforts, and root causes should be targeted. So the support and advocacy rendered to these groups, unfortunately, have had these negative implications and consequences. Hopefully, in Iraq, with the efforts made and through the solidarity and coherent activities of the government and the Iraqi people, we'll be able to see terrorist operations uprooted. Mr. Sassata, please go ahead. Greetings. Given the fact that 11 hours of face-to-face negotiations we have had with the U.S. officials, do you think that the views of both sides have kind of gotten closer together, or there are still differences? On the other hand, some French officials have said that the number of Iranian centrifuges is the main reason, the bone of contention for our differences with Iran. How do you evaluate this? Also for a visit to Saudi Arabia for the OIC meeting. Who's going to take part from Iran's side? Well, let's begin with the second part of your question. The 41st ministerial conference of the Organization of Islamic Conference is going to be held on the 28th and 29th of Khordad in Jeddah. Based on the plan made, Mr. Samadi, the Deputy Foreign Minister, will be presiding over the Iranian delegation that will be participating in this forum. It will be held in almost a week from now. Well, you have also heard about that, about our negotiation the past 2 days, our negotiating team in the past 2 days, and also today and tomorrow. They have face-to-face and frank negotiations in Geneva. In the past 2 days, we have had meetings on the American side in the presence of the representative of the European Union, Ms. Ashton's deputy. The meetings have been held. The framework of the talks have focused on Iran's nuclear program, and they have been transparent, serious. Talks, well, our assessment also has been delivered by our negotiator, and all the negotiations have been considered as positive. So what's for sure is that the talks are on the basis of the framework of the negotiations until before the next round of the negotiations to be held in Vienna, where the two sides will be trying to have expert-level meetings, and then beyond that in a more coordinated, intensive way, so that some aspects and dimensions and details of the issues will be further delved into, and also exchange of views could be made, and in all, the best use should be made of the time at hand. Our priority, of course, is the restoration of our nuclear rights, and within the same context, the negotiations are underway. Day two, we will continue negotiations with the French side, and then afterward with the Russian side. We will have negotiations, continue them in Rome. We think that coming to terms with the facts on the ground is a major part of the current process, that the negotiating side should move in that direction, and also on the path of respecting the rights of the Iranian nation and the stabilization of these rights. I dare say that they need to make this tough decision. Ms. Norouzi. Well, given the fact that Dr. Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, is pursuing Mr. Zanjani's properties outside of Iran, what measures have been taken and have necessary coordination been made with the countries relevant today? Sure. Well, we have also heard some news, and some activities also have been made through some delegations. There are some information some officials have put our disposal. We have made some coordination with some of our delegations. The headquarters campaign against corruption, their respective members in that body. So part of the responsibilities have been assigned to the foreign ministry by the headquarters. So we are following it up. So we require accurate and comprehensive information at the same time as a process where our embassies are sensitively following this to get the info from the other side and relay that to us. So this is ongoing. And the information that we require through the administrative ways and channels will be reflected to the officials in charge. So I can stress and confirm that this is being followed by the Iranian foreign ministry. Let's have one person from this side. From the judiciary and also the government, Dr. Zarif has been tasked with following Mr. Babak Zanjani's properties and riches outside of Iran to see into that. I wanted to ask you if this will be conducted in all countries or the countries where it is suspected that Babak Zanjani has some properties. And if you could tell us what measures have been taken so far. Well, this was asked by Ms. Norouzi, and I offer some explanations regarding the same question. If you just want to add some point, well, it's not all countries. It's a number of countries where, based on the information that we have received at the foreign ministry, contacts will be made with those with our ambassadors, delegations, and those relevant countries, and we follow the case on the same basis. So it's not the entire country. countries. It's only based on the information that the relevant organizations have put our disposal, and we are following it up. And hopefully, before this is publicized, you will be notified of the expert body will be notified of that. I wanted to ask for more details regarding the Iranian and the French delegation meeting the French premier, Mr. Fabius, given two meetings 2 weeks before the general meeting, was one of the main opponents of this agreement and said that the number of centrifuges of Iran was actually a kind of excuse. And then he asked, some people called him a bad cop in those meetings. Now, today's meeting, on what basis will they be revolving around, on what axis? And Mr. Fabius' position, can it impact the process of the talks? Well, we said that they are based on a nuclear program, so the topic is clear. So, but the timing of the six-month negotiations are also so. We have two rounds of Vienna negotiations that have already been planned. At the same time, because the sides want to, there are a number of host of issues that they want the sides to have deal with them. And a broader space of time and to have some expert-level meetings. So some bilateral meetings have also been planned, as in the past 2 days we had these talks with the American side in the presence of Ms. Ashton's deputy, and today with the French negotiating officials in Geneva. Well, I should mention that such a literature belonged to the past, and maybe it before the new round of or the new approach, let's say, that's adopted regarding Iran's nuclear program. So we have always asked for realism to dominate in the talks, and then also demanding too much and over expectations that will not affect Iran's resolve and restoration of its nuclear rights. And this explicit stance has always been reflected to the other side. So the topics are clear. And part of the details of negotiations are that the issues that revolve around the various topics.